would have loved to have gone on a freedom ride.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't dare. You know, it wasn't the thing that my parents would have known about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have done anything up here, but, you know, without them finding out, I would have. But one of the guys who majored in psych was a freedom rider. And then I had a roommate who moved up. This is at Lake Lawn. She came from Mississippi. She's a white girl. And she came up in the middle of winter from Mississippi, if you can believe anyone doing that. Because in Mississippi, she was from a small town. Everyone knew her. She went to a small woman's college. Everyone knew her. And she had to break away from that mold. And so she came up to this place. I got a roommate from Mississippi, and I couldn't understand her accent. But she winds up taking psych class and getting her lab partner as this freedom rider. So she put up with a lot of good-natured ribbing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just wonderful about it. And she turned out to be quite a liberal.
Oh, really?
In Mississippi, she was considered radical. Here, she was sort of, well, a little bit on the left of the fence. but that was the big joke, how she got the Freedom Rider for a lab partner. They turned out to be very good friends. Mm-hmm. And then I got to know him, too, and he was a psych major, so... he would drag us to these rallies and things, and we'd sing We Shall Overcome, and, you know, it was kind of neat.